Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is what summer looks and feels like. Now, obviously, sounds like summer is in association with ABSA. It is December, as we established yesterday, which means we must watch our monies. Just because you're getting paid in the middle of the month does not mean that you don't have to get to the end of January.
Peach.
And obviously, if you're banking with, you know, ABSA, then they give you nice tips and tricks, and they give you nice summer pop-ups full of music and wonderment. And over the next 3 weeks, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So today, obviously, out and about in Hillcrest. On the 9th of December, we're going to be in Bolito. On the 16th of December, on Florida Road with all the cool kids. Okay. Alongside the show, amazing stripped-down acoustic performances from three of South Africa's most beloved acts. Kicking off tonight with a little Matthew Mole.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited about that. Myself and Sykes will be opening up for Matthew Mole. A nice acoustic set there just to kick things off before he comes on and does his amazing stuff. But right now, we're going to give you some music. As we've been speaking about music, the music of the summer, courtesy of KZN's number one hit music station. Music on the way coming through. Issue, we're talking all things summer on East Coast Radio. KZN's number one hit music station. Stacey and Jace, we're on a Friday coming to you live from Willow Way Manor here in Hillcrest. The weather, it's a bit humid, but the views, the sceneries are absolutely amazing. Someone was saying earlier, one of the staff members at East Coast Road, her name is Tobegile. First time here, just like me as well. She's like, oh, this place makes me want to get married. Makes me want to be cuffed.
Actually, a little bit earlier on, I was also mincing up the stairs here thinking to myself, I mean, I'd have to wear a flat shoe because you know I can barely balance
but
on a good day.
But you can see it, hey?
Yes,
ding, 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 ding.
But also we'd have to organize the world's biggest gazebo because every time we've been here, it's rained. Now the sun is coming out. There's wildlife. There are birds. It's all happening. It's very, very gorgeous. As we prepare for all things summer, courtesy of East Coast Radio. Now in this hour, word on the street is that our WhatsApp line is flooded, actually.
Yeah, people have an idea.
People have opinions. And this is based off of the fact that we have all these like new chips on the market. So our digital producer, Nicola, trust her. She knows what's going on. She's a Gen Z. So she's up in the shop. She's noticing the things. And we have all these like proudly local flavors when it comes to chips. So things like bunny chow, jalapeno popper, garlic bread. Imagine a garlic bread flavored chip. What a time to be alive.
Wow.
Listen, we might not have power, but we have garlic bread.
And we have chakalaka flavored chips.
Zinger wings flavor, blah, 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 blah. You name it. So, I mean, this is like, what would South Africa taste like? And we wanted to know what you thought KZN might taste like.
Yeah. So, with regards to the bunny chow flavored chips that we had earlier in the studio today, I got a bit confused, eh? I felt like I wanted more for bunny chow. I felt like I wanted my hands to be orange. I felt like digging into a bunny chow. I felt like I wanted some lamb, a potato, and something good and juicy. You know what I mean?
Let me tell
it
you
wasn't
something
enough.
If you live in this province, you're going to quote my grandmother and say they were obviously standing on top of the mountain when they put the spice on these chips because we need more bunny in that bunny chow. Those chips aside, we're going to do a big taste test on Monday and a reveal to decide which Mzanzi flavor is the best. But what would KZN taste like according to KZN? As we frantically work in the background to get your 75,000 answers, again, no one is right or wrong. We're going to get that ready for you. Nice little mashup. There is a lot that's going to be happening throughout the afternoon and the evening. But to kind of get your brain working for maybe the last time this week, it's tricky, but we've now supplying the sounds of summer. So the question was, we know what it sounds like. What do you think KZN would taste like? So Jay said an apple.
I said an apple with just a tint of like spice.
A spicy apple.
A spicy apple. That's weird. It's a weird combination.
But that sounds very Christmassy. So clearly someone's Christmas tree is on the way. Mariah Carey's defrosting is almost at full capacity. I said watermelon.
Okay.
But I mean, that's...
That also makes sense.
Yeah, but you see the watermelon,
very cool.
And then you put some crushed ice and you put that other thing in there that you can't talk about before 6 o'clock.
Stacey's got the beverages sorted out already this summer, hey?
Exactly. It's important to hydrate, guys.
Nice.
However, what does KZN believe that KZN would taste like, hypothetically?
Flavor-wise.
Roll sound, please.
Mango and chili powder.
Jayspool, before you can even call it, I said it was a bunny chow.
Summer in Durban on the beach is a peppermint ice cream bought from the beach shop.
Good afternoon, guys. I think the sun in Durban would taste like a Nando's extra hot chicken liver and rolls.
The flavor of Durban, pineapple masala and coconut.
Hi, guys. I think KZN will be tasting like leeches for summer.
Stacey and Jayspool. To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.